like shining glass. So quiet, so clean.
These things pleased me well. Time
flows smoothly here. If I can be good, be quiet, and thought of no account, perhaps I will find refuge here.
I was a girl who longed for peace, you see, for shelter from the storm.
Mother, a letter!
Shush, you young scoundrel! Let me see it.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
It is from home. It is some dreadful news from home. I know it.
But my godmother made no more reference to the letter or to me. The next day came unexpected change. In my room appeared a small crib draped with white, and a tiny rosewood chest. I said nothing. Night fell.
We could be at the very bottom of the sea. Mermaids might call on us.
And perhaps that night one did so.
Is that the child?
The manservant stood before us, soaked through by the storm, a shawled bundle in his arms.
Come here, little dear, and let me warm you at the fire.
The creature advanced. Relieved of her wrappings, she appeared.
A tiny child?
Neat. She was completely fashioned.
She is a doll, a mere doll. See her neck, as delicate as wax. Her head, a wave of silky curls.
What is my little one's name?
Polly, Pa calls her.
Will Polly be content to live with me?
Till Papa comes. Papa has gone away.
She seemed to me an elfin, a pale ghost of what a child should be.
Who is she? What is she?
The daughter of a distant relation of my late husband's. The mother was a pretty but giddy woman, dead of a fever 1 month back. He was dazzled by her. And now she's dead and gone, the husband blames himself and broods. His doctors insist on travel. And meanwhile, I have offered to take charge of the wee mite.
She is crying, Mum.
Take no notice.
But I did take notice. It is my way. It has always been my way. She did not sleep that night, but lay quietly throughout.
And with such an old-fashioned calm, most unchildlike.
Listening a while in darkness, I know she wept. Wept under restraint, quietly, cautiously.
I know what it is to weep.
Oh yes, I knew.
How shall we conciliate this little creature? She tastes nothing, and by her look she has not slept.
I, Lucy Snow, plead guiltless of that curse and overheated imagination.
But whenever I find her seated in a corner alone, her head in her pygmy hand, that room seemed to me not inhabited, but haunted.
When on moonlit nights
Papa,
I beheld her figure white in its nightdress, praying like some untimely saint, I scarcely knew what thoughts I had.
I will die!
Where might have been the end of this fretting can only be conjectured. It received a sudden turn. Graham Breton, my godmother's son, returned from school, a handsome, faithless-looking boy of 16.
This is Polly.
Your slave, John Graham Breton.
How do you do?
I'm in fair health. I hope, madam, I see you well.
Tolerably well.
Oh, listen to her, Lucy. Isn't she a pet?
Yes, mum.
Think you queer? You have long red hair.
There, that has told you, vain boy. I tell you, Polly, he has beaten his poor mother to silence, and Miss Snow, too.
My hair is all...